Avalanche report for Friday, the 28th of March 2025. Wind slabs and wet snow represent the main danger. Weak layers in the old snowpack are treacherous. Earlier in the day, it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. Later in the day, it applies moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. Earlier in the day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, earlier in the day, below 2,200-meter, we have a wet snow problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, later in the day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, later in the day, below 2,600-meter, we have a wet snow problem. This in all aspects. Weak layers in the old snowpack can still be released in some places by individual winter sport participants. From early morning, the likelihood of natural moist avalanches being released will increase gradually below approximately 2,600 meters. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found especially at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, and in gullies and bowls. A few gliding avalanches and moist snowslides are possible. The current avalanche situation calls for careful route selection. And now the snowpack. The wind slabs of recent weeks remain in some cases prone to triggering, in particular on steep shady slopes. Precarious weak layers exist deep in the old snowpack on little used shady slopes. In addition, the danger of moist and wet avalanches will increase as the day progresses. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.10, springtime scenario. The tendency for Saturday, the 29th of March 2025, indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.